I'm Sean Owen and I'm here with Trupti Bukrania, the G4 Project Manager at St George's University of London. We're here today to talk about the G4 Project and e-learning. First of all, can you tell us a bit about the G4 Project and what it involves?
Yep, G4 is a GIST funded project. It started in November. It's funded for 2 years and it's looking it's funded under the strand of curriculum transformation through delivery. It's looking to deliver virtual patients within the PBL setting and problem-based learning. It will deliver 18 virtual cases throughout the year.
And how did this project start? How did it evolve? Because originally, sort of medical students, it was hard copy. They would have paper and they'd sit around the desk, as you explained earlier. And now it's this virtual experience. It's very different.
Yeah. Well, I should tell you why it's called Generation 4. Really, it's what Terry calls the generations in at St George's of medical students. It all started with system bases and like lecture based teaching, and it moved down. And Generation 3 was more case-based learning. So Generation 4 is now the new form of learning with e-learning and virtual patients. So that's why it's called Generation 4, really.
And how do you feel the medical students benefit from this type of e-learning?
I think it'll be really good for them because they'll be able to make decisions and see the consequences of their decisions and follow the path through of what actually happens of their consequences, but still providing them with the learning that they need for their curriculum.
You mentioned that the students are encouraged to see the consequences of their decisions. How does that work?
When students access the cases, they get a scenario, and then they get, once they discuss a scenario, they then get some options which they decide as a group, and they figure out what they think is the best option to take. Depending on that, on the option they click, it will take them down the path that they've picked, and then if it's a wrong path, it will show you the consequences, but it will still take you back to the learning objectives. So students will then, if it's a really, really bad one where they've killed somebody, which you don't have that often, but if they do, it's something they'll always remember, that if I did this, this is what's going to happen, and hopefully they won't do that in practice.
And this is the first time that any university has actually implemented a programme like this, is that right?
We are the first university to be implementing it straight into the curriculum, mm-hmm, for the entire year. It will be used within our transition year, which we call the T year. So that will be delivered to both the 4 year and the 5 year students.
And the new curriculum starts this year?
The new curriculum actually started 2 years ago. It's the first time that the T year will be taught.
I see.
So it's the first time it's running, really.
So a very exciting project that's in its infancy and which will probably benefit the wider medical community.
Yeah, we hope so.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.